I do better with a structured full day. I also want to try and sell you something because I've discovered my core message. Listen while you're arting. Welcome to the J Prime Cast. This is episode 39. So welcome to J Prime Cast 39. That was, again, as always, Benjo Beats. It never gets old. I love that intro. Follower of the week is Emilio Matthews, aka Emilski 34. Link in the bio, although he has a private account, so whatever. But just one of those incredible followers, participating in every way. He's all up in the stories and responding to them as well. Like when I put out those questions of, like, what's stopping you from creating today? He's in there, you know, stuff like that. So just another one of those active followers. I think we need to start realizing, everyone, how significant having active followers is. We do our part as artists, hopefully, but what they bring to the table, like, it means it's everything for us on social media. It's everything, besides maybe family members, your parents that are encouraging you and whatnot, or family and friends or coworkers, maybe. It's the people like Emilski that are always participating. They help Instagram to realize that there's something special going on with what we're posting. You know what I mean? So, you know, I talked a couple weeks ago about how followers are human beings. Yeah, of course. But at the same time, it's like I feel like I, you know, I'm lucky when someone like Emilski, I feel like I'm lucky to have someone like him following me. You know, I do feel like I have a rare, like, foot, you know, baseball card or something like that. That's kind of the analogy. It doesn't quite capture it because you own a baseball card. I don't want to own a follower or something like that. But it's just like you feel like you have something special when someone is that active. So it's definitely incumbent upon us to make sure that we maintain that level of engagement and keep putting out things of value, and keep engaging people. So Emilio, thank you, man. I see you. I hope you know that. It means a lot to me, all your participation, and it makes a big difference. Support the J Prime Cast. All you got to do is do a little snapshot of your phone. Post it in your Instagram stories if you hear something today that really resonated with you, or you know, you got something out of, just, you know, post it. Like, let people know what you got out of it. I would really appreciate that. That's going to be my one. Actually, I have two requests of you today. That's the one thing that's kind of selfish. But at the same time, if you're able to tell people, like the little small rant that I gave you about followers and how important they are, and we have to bring value to them and make sure we're treating them right, That's kind of good. That's kind of good stuff there. That might be worth a little share. So right there, boom, you got content to give to your followers, valuable content to give, especially your fellow artist followers. There you go. So let them know you're listening and just do a little screenshot, post it. It makes a big difference. The word of mouth on this is huge. One announcement that's going to lead into one of the topics for today. Merchandise is now available. It's legit merch. I'm not just trying to make money. I'm actually making zero money. I have no markup. I have 0% markup on these things for now. More on that in a second. I'm really excited about where this is going. I've started the process of having merchandise. I've talked in the past about not caring about making money, and I still don't. But it would be nice to, as long as I feel proud of it. And I've started that process to where something hit me recently for shirt. I was writing down all these different shirt design, like, not quotes, but like sayings or phrases. And one of them really resonated with me. They all felt right. By the way, last week I mentioned becoming a beautiful art butterfly, artist butterfly, something like that. Beautiful art butterfly. That will probably be a shirt at some point. So these, I call it legit merch because it doesn't feel like a money grab. I'm not drawing like Deadpool and asking you to buy it on a shirt. It's something that comes from me, from the podcast and big themes of the podcast. So it's from me, but I think it'll resonate with a lot of people. It already has just from what I've posted on in my stories and in my feed on Instagram. So it doesn't feel like I'm just trying to get money and sell something. It really feels like this is a motto in a way. It's a value of mine and of, I think of people listening as well. And it's it really is in a way, it's our thing. It's our, for a lot of us, it's our three words. So it just, I don't know, it feels different. And if, you know, if I saw someone wearing this shirt, it'd be like, you know, I get that person. I get that. I get it. You know what I mean? So it feels legit to me. It feels like it's not a money grab thing at all. It's just, this is something cool I think is will resonate. So I feel proud of the message. It's super true to me, very true to my audience, very clear. I mean, you can't get it wrong, I don't think. And that is family, work, art. Three words and three periods, family, work, art. That's it. That's my life. That's it. I'll talk about that more in a second, but let's. Here's the experiment for you guys. I would love. I'm not gonna. No one's gonna respond to me. Maybe a Discord, maybe. But no, I guarantee no one's gonna DM me and hold me accountable. I want to know how will I do with selling these things? You know, I've talked about how much selling bothers me on podcast. I can't stand it. So just right there, what I shared so far, I want to know from you who I know you're not gonna respond, but I want to know, was that too much? Did I feel like selling? It didn't feel like it to me. It didn't feel like it to me. It felt like I was actually just sharing with you the process. But now, but here's the other thing now. As we move forward, keep me in line. Keep me in check. If you feel like I've crossed a line of yours and you feel like I'm selling to you, I'm really curious and I want to know about that. I genuinely want to know. You will not hurt my feelings. So that let's keep me in check, you know, keep me honest. Let's see. Yeah, let's see how I handle this stuff. All right. The markup right now, as I mentioned before, is zero. Damn it. I am not. If I sell anything, I haven't sold one. But if I sell something, I will not make any money off of it. For now, I've talked in the way past, and probably a couple times in the mentorship series about finding a price for your artwork. I have a whole episode dedicated to this. How do you price your artwork? And my recommendation is to start off at the rock bottom and then work your way up. As you notice that you're selling things, that means there's a little bit of demand for it at least, and then work your way up. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm starting at zero. I'm making zero money off of this. Redbubble will make however much they make. And if, you know, if three of them sell, then I'm going to mark it up to, I don't know, maybe I'll make $2 off it instead of zero. And if those sell, then that tells me, okay, there's a little bit more demand of it off for it, and I might bump it up to, you know, maybe I'll make $5 off it or whatever. So it's not just, I'm talking about shirts, but it's available on pillows and all kinds of stuff. So that's where I'm at right now. All right, boom, that's it. I'm not gonna sell. That wasn't supposed to be a sales pitch. I'm just telling you where I'm at. All right, that's all it is. I'm documenting my process. I'm not trying to sell you anything, I promise. But if you do want to buy it, it's available on Redbubble. You can, I don't even think I have a link to it on my store. I think there's a link or to in my website. There's a link to it in my Instagram bio, I believe. All right, so let's talk about family, work, and art. That is my life period. Oh, by the way, I am drinking Anderson Valley Brewing Company Hop Otten IPA in the purple can here. For those of you on Instagram, it's not bad. Not bad at all. So, family, work, art. One, two, three, boom, boom, boom. Super simple, right? That's it. That's my life. And I know it's for some of you as well. I posted that and I got a nice little reaction from a handful of people. And they're like, yeah, you know, that's me too. And they understood it. It's so easily understandable. But only to a handful of people. It's only to the people that are, you know, really that are really into their art right now. I'm positive, Luke, this would apply to you. It's from what a little bit I know about you. Family's big for you, and I believe you're working. I know you're working, actually. Yeah, you are working. And art is it. I don't think Luke dicks around at all. I think that's kind of it for him as well. So, yeah. So it's in that order. That's the important thing for me, is it's in that order. Family, work, art. Family is the most important thing. John Singletary, he's an ex-football player, ex-head coach of the 49ers from years and years ago. Early, then actually, I don't know, 2010 maybe, something like that, 12, 14. Awful head coach, unfortunately. But he had this phrase. His was faith, family, football. Same idea. Accidental. His was faith, family, football. So his faith came first. Football, I'm sorry, family came second. And football came third. Mine is family, work, arts. So that's the order. For him, faith was the most important thing. For me, family is the most important thing in my life. Work comes next, because without work, well, life would be a lot more difficult. And then art is third, because it's a passion, but it is my life is not dependent upon it. I think my sanity might be. But as long as I have my family and I'm able to provide monetarily, that's the minimum I think I need in my life right now. Art is a passion, something I want to grow in, possible future in it, I don't know. But it's ultimately it's expendable. I mean, I love it. I would probably be a lot different without it, but I'd still be alive. I'd still be okay. I'd still be able to pay the bills, and you get it. So that's why that it's that order: family, work, and art. It's kind of like a ladder, I think. Family's at the top of the ladder, work, and then art. You get the idea. And luckily, so here's, I'm really curious what it looks like in your life, but for my life, I'm very passionate about each of these things. Family's always first. Work and art cannot get in the way of family. I don't sacrifice my family time for art. I used to go to conventions, and that event that just kind of didn't feel right anymore, especially since my wife started having medical problems, and she quite literally needs me around. So that made it a very easy decision to drop conventions, but I missed out on things with the family that kind of sucked. Jay, my son, caught a ball for the first time when I was at a convention, and that sucked. That sucked for me. I didn't like that at all. So that's not a moment I wanted to miss. So yeah, I don't want to miss out on stuff. I don't want my wife to struggle with anything, honestly. Do the best I can for my entire family. I want my wife, my two kids. That's my priority. And art and work can't get in the way. Art, work and family is, I have to go to work. But if my kids are sick, usually I'm the one who takes a day off to be with them, just because I'm better physically able to do all that. My wife has her issues have been pretty significant recently, so my life completely revolves around my family first. I don't do anything else besides these three things, by the way. It's family, work, and art, and I don't do anything else. The Niners played today. I don't even know if they won. I didn't watch it. I took Jay to the doctor to get some stuff checked out. He's good. He's been having a nasty cough recently. But yeah, I don't know if they won. I took Jay to the doctor, and then we came home, and I think I read a little bit of psychology stuff. And then we did the Christmas tree, ate dinner, hung out with my wife, and did some nice little chit chat. But yeah, it was family. And that was it. Yeah, today was family. It was a family day. So I don't even watch 49ers anymore. I don't even know what's going on. It's crazy. My interest in video gaming is zero. You know that already. I haven't seen Venom. I love Venom. I love the character Venom. I hear the movie's fine. I haven't even seen it, and it doesn't bother me at all. So it's family, it's work, and it's art. And I'm super passionate about all those, with family, obviously. But Art, you guys know how I feel about that. But with psychology, I've mentioned this before, but I'm really into the psychology stuff right now, especially trauma. Things are, I don't know, really clicking for me on that level, and I'm really excited. I'm super excited about my job, and man, so those three things in my life are doing pretty damn well. I'm making sure they do well. I'm very passionate about each of those, so that's my life. That's and so you know, family, work, and art. That's like the three words that sums up everything for me right now. So with that in mind, I have finally discovered my core values or message, as an artist or as the brand of Justin Prime. You know, if you ever listen to like entrepreneur type people and whatnot, they do recommend that you have a core value or you know, be able to say what you're about in like a sentence or I don't know, whatever. And I can do it in three words. That's it. It's family, work, art. I've experimented with kind of other values before or things that I was, you know, supporting or behind. Excuse me. You know, independent comic creators, a little bit of mental health stuff, a little bit of motivational kind of stuff. But through the process of talking about these things and narrowing in on what's really important to me throughout the process of all of this art stuff, I've realized that it's really family, work, art. And everything else really falls under those three things. So, you know, mental health, I'm very passionate about that. And you guys haven't even heard me go into that yet. I'm still kind of figuring that stuff out. But, you know, that's my work. So mental health, psychology, that falls under the work, family, work, art. A lot of my listeners are dads in particular. So that's, family, I think that would kind of, so if I talk about family, you guys are gonna understand that. So, you know, family, work, art covers a lot, I think. But there's another underlying value here as well that I'm developing that I haven't gone fully into, and that's fundamentals. And I think even further would be dedication. So I think there's more layers to this that I can get to that I haven't unlocked yet. So family, work, art is a big step in that direction, but I think there's more to it. So with, you know, fundamentals, psychology, I've been really focusing on fundamentals and understanding what's happening with people, especially with trauma. Family fundamentals, absolutely. I'm always doing the best I can to be the best dad I possibly can be. Without using spanking, I never spank, I never hit, will never do that. I slip up and yell every now and then, and that's on me, but I want to parent without yelling. And overall, I do a really good job of that. How did I get here? Sorry. So, fundamentals. Okay, so yeah, fundamentals I think is another level of value or core value for the brand of Justin Prime that I'm understanding. I still haven't. It's been like 2 weeks now since I said I wanted to go hard into fundamentals with art, and I still haven't done it. I haven't finished. Well, I'll talk about that later on. But you know, I'm really curious, and I know no one's gonna respond to this, but this is my second request of you for this episode is. Sorry, there was a little pause there in my recording. I was looking at the video, it just kind of hiccuped. So my second request during for this podcast is, what are your values or your message? I really want to know. I'm very curious, and maybe I should just ask this in a story since I get good responses from there. You know, maybe it's mine. It could be similar. I don't care. You can copy mine if you want to, or we can share. We can share values. It's fine. But you know, maybe it's gonna change. Maybe it is what it is right now, but it'll change. So I don't know. Okay, like right now, where are you at? Is it growth? Is it schooling? Is it family? Is it being a daughter? Is it being a spouse? What are your priorities in life? Your values or your core of who you are? I'm really curious about that. Especially if you're working on developing a brand for yourself in any capacity, I'm really curious. What's the core of your brand? So something this week that I realized is I do better with structure and a fast pace to the day. I had a I had all of last week off. And some of it was taken up with Thanksgiving and family. I basically had two Thanksgivings with my family and then my wife's family the next day. But I had pretty darn good chunk of time of not having to work or having to do anything. And I didn't do as much as I probably should have, artistically. I really slowed down my pace considerably. I allowed myself to kind of get distracted. I was working, but like Netflix was on, and I got way into Making a Murderer season two. That Kathleen woman is a beast. Yeah, I won't say any more about that, but that's a great series. Overall, great series. A lot of wasted time in season two, but overall, it's a good series. But I really allowed myself to get distracted, to get off my flow. Really, like my flow of going to work, taking care of the family, doing art, sleep, go to work, take care of the family, do art, sleep. I do the best in those conditions where time is thin and every moment has to count. And I knew going into this break, having this vacation time, I was worried. I was like, I know I'm gonna slip up. I'm not gonna push myself. I'm gonna get too comfortable. And that's exactly what happened. I didn't produce enough this past week, and I should have done more. I spent time with my daughter, spent time with the family, all that stuff. But I know that when I was working, I was way, way too distracted. I allowed myself to kind of, I was basically watching TV with drawing on the side. And usually I'll draw with TV in the background. So I messed up. That was all on me. And there were times where wanted to be productive. And instead of drawing, I was reading one of my a psychology book, this stuff I've been into recently. So I was still productive in that way. I was still growing, and learning and doing some fundamental stuff. But art-wise, I do better with structure. I do better with pretty rigorous pacing, and that predictability of boom, 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 boom. I need my day to be pretty full. It seems like I need my day to be pretty full. I need to know, what I'm doing. Like I know what time I pick my kids up, what time we come home, what time dinner is. I do pretty well with that. I can plan on once all this stuff is done, then it's drawing time. But at the same time, I need to be able to hold myself accountable. When I'm seeing what's happening, when I'm seeing that I'm like slowing down, I need to be able to say like, stop, dude, turn it off, move on, or go downstairs and get away from whatever else that's distracting you, and I didn't do that. I actually had a new goal this week, just something I thought of the past few days, of doing a daily check-in on IGTV, just sharing whatever thoughts I had in the moment, and I just kept putting it off. That's stupid. That's stupid. I just kept putting it off, and I never did it. I still haven't done it. It's something I'd like to do, but I don't know. I haven't processed why I didn't do it. I just didn't do it. I didn't want to set aside the time to leave my family, even though it was only a couple minutes. But it's just excuses. I just didn't do it. I didn't set that structure for myself or that expectation. I didn't hold myself accountable. And I could have done, obviously, I could have done a lot better than that. So I need to hold myself accountable, and I think that doing a Fundamentals Friday is probably a good idea. Although doing a Sunday Fundy to help support Andrew Rodriguez and his, he's doing those for IGTV. Being a part of Sunday Fundies and setting aside 15 minutes to work on a fundamental at least on Sundays. That way, like I'm doing, like I am planning it out. Realistically, I could do 5 minutes a day of learning about a fundamental on YouTube, on a video, or reading an article. I know I could actually. That's super doable. I guess I don't have a whole lot of faith in myself that I will do it. I know I've had this conversation with myself a number of times, even on the podcast. So what I will commit to is Sunday Fundies along with Andrew Rodriguez. And I'll just kind of set aside some time to either learn or practice every Sunday a fundamental I have to. And that's today. So after I record this, I'll do something, just to kind of start that process. I just have to start. I actually have to do it after I do this. I might even record my first daily IGTV. And it's doable. It's only what, a few minutes. Like, it's nothing. I could record that. It doesn't have to be live. I can record it and just post it. So yeah, I need to step it up there. So my goals are building a network slash community, and growing and expand a follower base and skill level. So did I build a network slash community this week? Yeah, I say I did. The first Primethology wrapped up. It feels really good to know that we did something together. I did a good chunk of live streaming, and I got some podcast content out of it, possibly. I think there's some good stuff in there. So I made a habit now when I live stream to record the audio as I invite people in, just because it's more content. So what could I have done better? I don't think I did a good enough job acknowledging everybody's success that participated in the Primethology Volume 1. And there's a pretty good amount of people. But for those of you that did it and that are listening, man, I really appreciate you guys. Like, the fact that we did that, and really, like, honestly, like, in a pretty short amount of time. I think from idea to the finish, the deadline, which was, what, yesterday? There was no more than 4 months. I think it was 3 months. I think we had the idea and kind of like said, let's go, and then we had three or four, 9 or 10 page comics done in a few months. That's pretty darn awesome, I think, for people who aren't doing this professionally and who set aside their own projects to do something for the Primethology. I think it's pretty awesome. Like, I'm really proud of us. I loved seeing that people were collaborating, and there was, you know, some feedback, there were critiques going back and forth. I'm super proud of it. I think it's phenomenal. And I don't think I've really expressed that to the people who participated, but I appreciate the fuck out of you guys. Like, it's just amazing. And I think swearing there was worth it. Sorry, kiddos. But, like, that's how I feel that intensely about it. And I don't think I can express that through Discord. But I really, like, that's amazing. I think it's pretty damn amazing. And I know for a fact that I did say this in Discord, that if we, when we do it again, I think 3 months, I think we can do it faster. I'm not going to push that, but I know that I could have done it, that those 10 pages, 2 months. If I had focused on just that, a couple months, you know what I mean? But whatever, regardless, I think doing all that in 3 months, besides our families, besides our work and our projects and treating social media appropriately, like, I think it's a big accomplishment. So I wish I had expressed that to you guys better, but here you go. It's on the podcast now. So just know I appreciate the heck out of you guys, and I hope we get to do it again very soon. Seriously. So yeah, it was a really good experience, and we're going to be really... Harold George is putting that together. I know he's going to do a great job. But we'll be releasing that for free. On various platforms, no doubt. So the next question, did I grow this week? I don't think so. I worked on commissions, and with commissions, I sometimes feel like I grow, but for these, actually, I think a lot of times I allow myself to experiment with commissions. For these ones in particular, I did not. I also worked on my 100 Venoms. I think number 19 is Kraven the Hunter, and that has been a pain in the butt. So first off, the commission. These terrify me. I have 5 sketch cover commissions. I did 2 of them. They came out good. They really good feedback from people. They like it. So it ended up fine. But I was terrified. And I still am. Because with sketch covers, the quality of the paper is not that great typically. And the more you erase, the more it messes up and degrades the paper. So there's that. And if you mess up enough, like, it feels like it's kind of it. Like, it's just, like, it just sucks. You ruined it. You ruined the cover, or you made a mistake. And, you know, so it's all this pressure I was putting myself. And, like, seriously, I was having, like, a mild I don't even want to call it an anxiety attack because it wasn't that bad, but I felt like some serious like pressure, stress. I kind of like shake it off. Like it felt like, oh God, this is like too much. So I was really freaking out. It worked out. I just like I told myself, like, you've done this before, sack up and do it. So and I did, it worked out fine, but if you watched me on the live stream, you knew I was freaking out. Lots of pressure, man. Just lots of pressure I was putting myself. So I don't know if I grew from those. I just feel like I was able to execute despite my insecurities. I don't know if I grew, though. The Craven 100 Venom, the Craven one, it's a Craven is not a great character design, first off. The mustache, the vest, the leopard spots. He's not a good character design. I don't think I've ever seen a character design of Craven I've been super excited about. So that is a really difficult mashup. And if you saw me on live stream, you knew I was struggling with it. Luke swept into the rescue, sketched out some ideas real quick, as he does. And he's like, well, wouldn't his thinking was, wouldn't Kraven be maybe the one person out of the Sinister Six that would be able to resist the symbiote enough to regain control? And if so, shouldn't we see Kraven's face as symbolically kind of he's in control still? And that made perfect sense. Brilliant. And it solved the issue of, you know, what do you do with the mustache? Because you can't get rid of it. What do you do with the mustache when he's venomized? You can't get rid of it. You can't. And I didn't have a good solution for that. So showing his face still, and then I put the venom tendrils going into his eyes and into his nose just to show that he's still, you know, possessed, but it's still Kraven. The eyes are all black. It's going to look cool right now. It's just in the sketch phase. But that took a while just for that idea. And then Luke had the idea of the teeth coming out of his collar, kind of like I did on Mysterio. So some good ideas that are coming together. I'm putting them together. But man, pain in the butt. So that was that. Then I was like, okay, well now I have a decent design. And then the vest is gone. No vest. But I wanted to put, this is again Luke's idea, spider symbol in the middle. But rather than doing that with the legs coming out, detach the legs from the spider symbol, get rid of the spider symbol in the middle, and leave the legs so they're coming in from his ribs. So it's kind of like a vest in a way, but it just looks like external ribs, like those bony things coming on. I think it'll look really cool. So that's what I'm working with right now. But the other piece, the other problem I had with this was the pose. I tried a number of different things, and I could not get a pose that I was happy with for until last night, I think. And I told myself, like, I'm trying to draw a pose, but I don't know where it's coming from. So I focus on, like, he's a hunter. Should be intimidating. Should be kind of hunched over, you know, stalking a prey, maybe. And that's kind of where I came from. And it came together. And I'm happy with the way it's going so far. So, did I grow this week? I don't think so. And that sucks. What could I have done better? I should set aside some of my time. Especially my slower time. Because I had some time this past week where I was not creating quickly at all, and I was very distracted. I could have done some fundamentals work there, or learned about something new or whatever. But I didn't even think about it. I was so distracted by nonsense. I didn't even think about it. I was watching Making a Murderer. I was watching Hip Hop Evolution. It's a pretty interesting series. I don't know, a couple other things probably. I think The Office, I've seen that shit numerous, I've seen that stuff numerous times, that poop numerous times, and still, it's super distracting, and it needs to be a routine, like the fundamental stuff needs to be a routine. If I can even do a little bit, I know I can commit to 15 minutes on Sunday, I can commit to that, I have to start, you know what I mean? So any kind words, questions, or routine, kind words, question, or critique this week. I'm not going to single one person out. Nothing really stuck out to me this week as the best and that I had to share. But there were a number of people that heard the message of family, work, and art and messaged me saying that they understood that and that it made sense to them and that it describes their life as well. So, just in general, to the handful of people that this connected with, I appreciate you guys reaching out and let me know that. I think it's a pretty common message. I think people will, as I keep hyping it up, I think people will click with that pretty easily. All right, let's take a listen to the Lab 5 Weekly Challenge.
What's up, J Prime Cast? It's Luke here with this week's Lab 5 Weekly Challenge. Pretty easy one, coming off the back of the anthology, just keeping it chill. Maybe consider this week's challenge to draw someone else's original character. Whoever you want, whatever you want, do it in your style, show someone their character done a little different. If preferably, preferably try to maybe do it on someone's character who's not in Discord or sort of active in the J Prime Cast community, and give them a bit of a surprise with some fan art would be pretty cool for your social media rapport building, and adding value to someone else as well. So that's it. Just pick someone's OC and do some fan art of it. Doesn't have to be huge or anything, but I'm sure the people you do it for will appreciate it. So just have some fun this week, and that's it. Catch you.
All right, Luke, thank you. You really hit it on the nail on the head there. It's surprising someone, just building relationships, bringing them value, it's exposing them to a new audience. There's just so many positives with just drawing someone else's character. So I'll have to find someone. I want to find someone new outside of Discord. This actually is the third request this week. If you have an original character you want me to draw, DM me. You will stand a much better chance of me drawing your character because you DM me and you listen than any random schmuck on Instagram. Tell you what. Speaking of Instagram, here's a tip. Oh, you know what? Earlier I said John Singletary was the head coach of the Niners. It was Mike Singletary. Sorry about that. Instagram tip. All right, so not everyone uses their stories, and you guys probably you have to know by now. You need to be using your Instagram stories. Those are the people that matter the most. All right. So there's that. That's not the tip. That's not the tip. After you have your stories up, you can highlight these, and the highlights sit on your main page. I think, I'm trying to think. Luke, I know you do highlights. I think you're doing a good job of that. I don't know who else in Discord is doing that. I believe Harold is. But off the top of my head, I'm not sure if anyone else. I'm sure there are others that are doing it, but I don't know who they are. Damn. I got to do my homework on my Discord community and see where everyone is at with this. I think Jack, my mentee, I think he is. But anyhow, use the highlights. The highlights allow you to keep those temporary Instagram story posts there permanently. So I have a few different categories. I have Instagram tips. I have mindset stuff. I have my 100 Venoms that I've been posting there as well as my feed, with the poll results asking people if they like it or not. But I think there's some really interesting things that could happen that haven't been happening with Instagram stories that I've seen. I could totally see someone using those as a free comic. Just maybe two panels per slide, top and bottom, and just busting out, quick comics for people to read. I don't think I've seen that. I'm sure people are doing it. I don't think I've stumbled across it yet. Yeah, I'm really thinking about it. I don't think so. So I think it's a great way to show people who might not go to your website, or if you don't have a website, to host your own comic book in the Instagram stories highlights. So yeah, boom, there you go. I think that's a pretty good one there. I think it's a pretty good one. But regardless if you're using it for a free comic or not, just use the highlights. It's there. It's more, visual real estate there. Like it's important to, I think, to use that. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening. I hope I brought you value. I do have three requests for you this week. Screenshot and share, number one. I'm not gonna remember this. Number two, oh, hold me accountable. Did I sell you too much today? Was this okay? And number three, who is your original character that I can draw for this week and this week alone? Hey, thank you so much for listening. Next week is episode 40. And keep an eye and an ear out. I will be having my live stream chats up on the podcast. I don't have a timeline for that. I'll be calling it Arting Buddies or Drawing Buddies, maybe something like that. Live stream pals. I don't know. But keep an eye and an ear out for it. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.